The scripture for today is in Psalm chapter 16, verses 1 to 11.
我们选读经文是诗篇的第16章第1至11节。
Let us read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们先用英文去读，然后中文读出。
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
诗篇的16章1至18节，我们一起去读。 神啊, 求你保佑我, 因为我投靠你。 我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说：你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的仇苦必加增，他们所舀命的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。耶和华是我的产业。 是我杯中的分，我所受的是你所二手，用绳量给我的界地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。我必敬重那指教我的耶和华，我的心常在夜间也警戒我。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。 因此，我的心喜乐，我的灵快乐，我的肉体也必安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂别在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的乐福。
The message this morning by Pastor Wilson Chang is how to be secure in life and death.
今日陈牧师话嘅正道题目系如何在生与死中稳固不致动摇。
Happy Easter. Let's pray.
复活节快乐，让我一齐低头祈祷。
Oh Lord, there might be a lot on our minds this morning. We pray that foremost, we would have the blessed hope that Jesus has risen.
今天早上可能很多东西在我们的脑中，但是我们希望主你的复活的主的信息达到我们的脑中。
We pray, Lord, that we cling to that historic truth that he bodily rose from the dead.
我们在纪念就是说耶稣基督是在历史上是真实的，是从死里复活。
And you, O Lord, we're well pleased with what God the Son did.
And
for those of us who have trusted in him as we've just sung, we will rise with him.
And
that's the blessed hope where there's no more sin, death, and hell for those who believe. So may you grant us the attentiveness to your word now.
主求你让我们去听你的话语。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, May we believe it and live it.
透过圣灵去帮助我们去相信，也都是去记得。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Well, for those of you familiar with this particular psalm, you'll know that in verses 9 to 11, it refers to the doctrine of the resurrection.
原来相信熟读这个嘅诗篇嘅时候，你知道第九至十一节嘅时间系讲到耶稣基督嘅复活。
And Kwong, if you don't mind, or back there, you can't see. if you could shine up verses 9 to 11 again. I think that's Hannah, right? Sorry. Good, Rick. Toby's head's blocking you. Do you see verses 9 to 11? Again, you have the English Standard Version. I'm going to read a more simpler version to you, more street language English. Verse 9 says this, "No wonder my heart is glad, and I rejoice. My body rests in safety." Verse 10, "For you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave." And verse 11, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forevermore."
我再睇翻第九至十一节，就话因此我的心喜欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉体也要安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂别在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前的有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的乐福。
But in order for the Lord to minister to your heart, you need to understand the context of those verses in the entire psalm and in the entire book of Psalms and in the entire Bible.
我们去想去认识或者去明白这个第九至十一节的时候，我们需要去看这个整篇的诗篇，也都要相信我们要去看整篇的这个圣经。
And so I hope you were attentive as we read God's word and were able to glean at least what the gist of what the psalmist was saying and what his predicament was in.
I'll
spell it out for you. It's on slide 2. David in this psalm is crying out to the Lord. It's a prayer. He's crying out for refuge.
这个是其实是大卫去呼喊当中去呼喊去寻求这个的庇护所。
He's pleading with the Lord for safety, a refuge. And here's the key phrase, which cannot be shaken.
例如讲就话大卫喺当时去祈祷呢个诗篇，就话佢去呼求一个安全嘅地方，一个庇护所系唔会被动摇。
Let me help you see that. It's pretty obvious. First, you might not need the help. Verse 1, "Keep me safe, my God," in the NIV, "for in you I take refuge."
在第一次讲就话，他说求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
And let me paraphrase verse 8, which again points it out clearly. "If I keep my eyes on you, if you're at my right hand, I will not be shaken."
在第八节那里他讲到就话，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。
So my question for you this morning, this Easter morning, is this: the psalmist needs a refuge, a place of safety that will not be shaken. Why?
So, 今天早上我哋就睇就话，大卫佢讲就话，佢需要去寻找一个安全、一个避难所或者一个庇护所。点解咧？点解要需要咧？
Well, that question and the answer is actually one of the main themes in the Bible.
呢个系其中，其实系圣经一个好重要嘅主题。
And you don't have to be on this earth for long to know why.
其实我哋坐当中唔需要去话年纪大去明白点解我哋想人系追求一个安全一个地方。
Just think of last Tuesday.
我试谂下过去嘅星期二。
Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
就喺布伦嘅一个嘅日落公园。
Riding the N train to work.
坐一个 N 车去翻工。
Think about that.
谂下。
Turmoil.
就是一个枪击的事件。
Shaken.
人心动荡。
You need a refuge like David.
人係需要去尋找一個庇護所，好似大衛咁樣。
You see, Abraham, David's not the only one in the Bible that needs a refuge. Abraham said that in Hebrews 11.
唔單止係大衛需要尋找一個庇護所，喺聖經入邊當中，舊約亞伯拉罕都係咁樣。
Abraham did not rest his heart on his wealth or in any particular land. He did not have his heart on anything in this world.
亞伯拉罕佢心中佢冇話要追逐擺重喺佢個金錢、佢個所擁有嘅嘢或者佢嘅地。
And the writer of Hebrews spells that out in the New Testament for us as he reflects on Abraham in the Old Testament. He says in verse 10, Abraham looked forward. He looked forward to the city with foundations whose builder and maker is God.
第十節講到就話亞伯拉罕佢自己本身都係去追求乜嘢啊？就話為因他等候那在有根基的城，要咩城啊？就係話係神所經營，係神所創造的。
And just to tie this in with Psalm 16, Hebrews in chapter 12, we're told that that city was a kingdom that Abraham longed for, had his eyes sight on, that could not be shaken.
亦都喺個嘅希伯來書第十二章最後個講到都係話。人是追求一个地方，一个嘅城堡，这个城堡是不致动摇。
So terrible things happened back then as well as happens today.
以前发生的不好的事件，恐怖的事件，今天的早上，今天这个世界都会发生。
But Abraham and David and a whole tons of others, including people in this room, are looking for a foundation that cannot be shaken.
但睇到就系圣经讲咧，就话大卫同埋亚伯拉罕，佢哋两个都系去追求一个根基，呢个根基系不致动摇。
You know, did you know that? I'm trying to set the scene for you here and the need, because again, you won't pay attention to verses 9-11 unless you see the need. You know, did you know that Ukraine and Russia, western part of Russia, supply 25% of the world's supply of grain?
你知唔知道其實烏克蘭同埋蘇聯嗰段打仗嘅時候，你知唔知道其實佢哋係 oil you mean
grain as in wheat？
其實蘇聯係供給一個嘅俾嗰啲麥係整麵包嗰啲麥。
1/4 of the world's supply of grain food comes from Ukraine and Russia. Did you know that？
你知唔知道全世界25%嘅百分比嘅麥？是做麵包的物是來自烏克蘭和蘇聯的呢？
Odessa, in the southern part of Ukraine, is a large seaport. It's idle. It's been idle for 6 weeks because of the war.
在戰爭當中， Osaka 那個地方， 在烏克蘭的地方， 它6個星期已經沒有再產這個物。
And so if you're a major importer of grain from that region, like the country of Egypt, you're feeling it at the dinner table.
所以若然你是靠住食呢个麦包嘅时候，你呢几个礼拜你会觉得你可能你买唔到呢种嘅面包。
Of course, that affects us too. Our economic security is affected, right, by the war.
而当然嘅喺战争嘅当中，我哋都感受到呢个经济嘅动荡。
As you'll see on slide 2 again, nothing. Nothing.In this world, is absolutely safe.
So, in this 世界上每一个地方是完全的安全。
No product, no service can be brought or built that provides hope or protection for you.
每一样嘢或者嘅东西系其实可以完全去保护到你。
Not only do economies collapse, your electronic devices will collapse.
唔单止呢个经济会倒塌，就算我哋电子嘅。嘅嘢都會可能會壞
，because computers can be hacked into，
電腦都可能會有病毒入侵
，locks can be deactivated or broken，
就算個鎖都可能會俾人去爆
，and human beings are fallen， they fall asleep on the job，
人都會攰喺工作上都可能瞓著覺
，uncontrollable natural disasters， just ask our brothers and sisters in the southeast and in the southwest of this country，
亦都係好似有天災。
And that's why you and I need the truths found in Psalm 16.
So, 我哋人系需要入边当中所诗篇讲嘅第十六篇，我哋需要一个有根基嘅一个庇护所。
Because just like in other parts of the Bible, God emphasizes there's only one true source of security. One, God.
所以就话圣经讲就话，人去需要去寻求圣经所讲嘅，只有一个地方系真系有一个有根基一个安全，就喺神嘅当中。
Yes, absolutely. God's people, just like everyone else in the world, right? Have to exercise wisdom, caution, and discretion. You must, right?
所以我哋需要有一个智慧，有一个嘅集中，我哋要去寻找。
But you must understand. You must understand.That real security is only found in the living God.
So, 就话我哋但系需要去明白就话，唯有一个真正嘅安全系只系喺神入边系揾到。
So, are you influenced by that worldview? Do you have that worldview?
所以我话我哋有冇呢个俾世界嘅系点影响到我哋点样去睇呢个嘅咩叫真正嘅安全咧
？Are you being shaken by two plus years of a pandemic?
我哋心里边当中有冇被到呢两年被到呢个嘅疫情动摇咧
？These are very hazardous times to live in。
喺呢几年嘅当中，我哋喺个世界上真系好困难嘅生活。
And David and a host of other saints, past, present, and future。
而喺圣经里边都讲到
，realize only God can preserve him in life and in death。
而大卫都讲就话，只有神先至能够去保护到佢。
You see, the psalmist David is hard-pressed. Perhaps maybe he's faced with some problems in the wilderness. You know, he's running from someone, right? Because he's the king. And so, if you're an authority, you have a lot of opposition, right?
但不要忘记就说大卫当时是一个王，做一个王的就当然会有人去威胁他。
And David...boldly declares here that God has been his portion in life, that he could be trusted.
而大卫当中好清楚讲就话，佢好相信就话神能够保护到佢，系佢所相信嘅。
And if you're a student, you've been paying attention to the psalm as we read it, you'll know that you'll trust him even in death.
而我哋去相信佢哋，我哋系门徒，我哋睇就话，我哋更加要去相信，就算系死嘅当中，我都要相信神先至系有真正嘅安全。
Because my friends, no matter what David faced, his trust was anchored in the living God.
但无论系当时嘅就系点样，佢嘅危险接近死亡嘅时候，大卫佢都系去揸紧神喺手中。
And the result of that, as he says in the psalm, his heart rejoices.
而个结果就话喺个困难嘅当中，喺个死亡当中，大卫去揸紧神喺佢手中，就话令到佢心中都充满着快乐。
David is gripped by a resolute reliance on God in the face of even death.
就话喺个死亡嘅当中，但系大卫都有充满着呢个嘅喜乐。
Because David looked beyond this world, beyond this life, to the glories of the resurrection and the glorification to come.
因为大卫佢系望穿，唔系单睇呢个嘅生命，而系睇到将来嘅生命。
And you'll see on slide three.You know, if you just glance at the Bible, you'll know that's one of the main messages of the Bible, right?
所以就话我哋当系睇呢个诗篇嘅时候，我睇到就系话讲到乜嘢咧
？One of the main messages of the Bible says this: there's nothing in this world with a solid foundation.
就话讲就话喺呢个世界当中系冇一样嘢系真系完全有呢个扎紧嘅根基。
There's nothing in this world that will last.
喺个世界上冇一样嘢系永远远远嘅。
There's nothing in this world that won't shake you and I'll pass away.
喺个世界上冇一个真正嘅根基系唔会动摇嘅。
It's fleeting. It's precarious. It's temporary.
我哋所揸紧嘅呢个世界嘅所谓嘅根基系会系转变嘅，系唔稳定嘅，亦都系暂时。
Let me further drill down on that, and I'll be taking things from a Tim Keller sermon.This world has no physical foundations. None.
这个世界是什么根基呢？就说这个世界根基就是没有一个实质的根基。
I'm not a scientist. I don't have, I have, high school biology, that's it.
牧师不是读科学那一行的。
But if you took high school physics at least, You know, did you know that 150 years ago, physicists We told you that the world was solid and that matter had always existed.
但是在中学你有读这个科学的科学在个物理学呢告诉你呢所有的物质都是有固体的。
But if you ask your children who are taking high school physics now, they'll know that today, physicists will tell you that matter itself is nothing but energy in motion.
但是物理学的人都告诉你老师告诉你就说所有的实质所有的固体都会是转变就因为呢 有能力有力量的转变。
It's the particular configuration of energy that you and I call matter.
我们所看的物质会有转变即如果我们读过科学的话冰会 变水水会变蒸汽会是变的。
We think of a solid started with a big bang and it's winding down.
我们所读的学的话因为一个的宇宙是发生的时候所有的东西 是固体的。
It's going to more and more disorder.
但是呢所有固体都会是变成不同的体因为呢这个力量的转变。
That, I've been told, is the second law of thermodynamics.
这个就是我们所学的这个力量学的第二学。
Well, think about this. You've heard the idea that eventually the sun is going to burn out, right? And life on Earth will die.
我们都学过听过就说科学家讲过就说这个就算是太阳最后都会是会爆。
Or as our young people have emphasized to us, the opposite might occur, right? Global warming.
我们都会学到说这个世界都会越来越热。
Will be flooded away or roasted away.
很多地方会有水浸。
Do you realize, as the physics experts tell us, that matter itself will go away?
科学家或者物理学家告诉我们所有的物质都会最后的会是没了。
Even matter itself is just a temporary configuration of energy.
所有的物质的都会是不断的有改变。
Nothing you do or anybody else is going to make any difference in the end.
无论我们怎样去维持怎样都好所有的物质在这个物理学当中是会不断的改变而改变是越来越差。
That's what it means that this world has no physical foundations. It's fleeting. It's temporary.
所以就我哋讲就话，就算用科学嘅睇就话，呢个世界系冇一个坚固嘅呢个嘅根基。
If you don't believe the physicists, how about secondly, as you'll see on slide 4, the world has no intellectual foundations.
若然你唔系用呢个物理学去睇嘅，我哋去睇话呢个知识上嘅睇，我哋所睇嘅呢个知识上嘅根基。
And you don't have to be a philosophy major to know that no human philosophy will last.
我们不需要去看我们不是说很厉害但我们看到人所说的一个人类学或者哲学每一样的哲学 是永久的。
What's really very clear to us is that things that were written, if you just open up, you know, go to the library, maybe it's on, you know, I don't know if it's digitally, if they've converted everything to digitals, but back when, in the day when I went to the library, you had to scroll down these little slides, but,It's part of digital now. You go to the New York Times editorial page 25 years ago. Check it out.
若然譬如说你去图书馆去睇翻25年前嘅纽约时报所讲嘅讲嘅说话。
Seriously, you need to do that. And you'll read things that are hateful, obscene, primitive, horrible. We today would think, wow, they believe that stuff?
喺25年前所讲嘅说话，我而今日睇翻时候，你睇佢话。哇！二十年前会咁埋讲埋啲咁嘅嘢嘅，系咁古老嘅嘢嘅。
That happened even within 25 years. That's a third of a generation.
依25年嘅当中，有嘅改变，人点去睇
？Do you think we arrived as a generation to the ultimate moment now in time and history? Do you think we know better？
就算25年后啦嘅今日，我哋系咪话会更加聪明去明白呢个世界咧
？Do you think that somehow 25 years from now？When our grandchildren are reading what we put in the editorial pages of the New York Times, they'd be laughing at us.
我哋所讲今日嘅说话喺25年后嘅时间，25年后嘅人去睇究竟我哋所讲嘅说话系咪真系咁啱咧
？Do you really think your great grandchildren, when they look back, going to say, "Oh, how brilliant those people were"?
或者我哋个孙第时睇翻我哋所讲嘅说嘅时候，系咪话你哋所讲嘅嘢系真系几啱
？No, they'll be like us when we look 25 years back.And see, they believe that.
我哋都一样，我哋睇翻25年前嘅嘢，都嗰阵时觉得嗰啲讲嘅嘢系笑话。25年后嘅人睇翻我哋今日讲所讲嘅说话，都觉得好似系笑话。
It's true, there's no intellectual foundations that will last.
所以没有一个知识上的根基是永恒的。
There are things right now you and I believe in as so-called enlightened people, right? Two generations now, people will blush when they read about it.
所以就说过了几个世纪或者过了几多个时代的时候，人所讲的说话都会觉得 是过时了。
And anyone who is related to you will be upset that you recorded or digitally recorded something on paper about your ideas, which look pretty stupid.
So, 你今天讲的说话的，今天你所讲的说话，二十五年后，啲人会睇翻就话你所讲的嘢真系好无稽。
No intellectual foundations are lasting.
所以冇一个知识上的根基是永恒。
They become obsolete, illogical.
就是过了很多年后觉得是一个过时的看法。
And people today base their whole life on these ideas and philosophies about life that have no real foundation.
去就很着重去看人的哲学究竟应该怎样去过这个活，就是说他所研究的哲学过时会都是转变，会不同的看法。
So if you're still not convinced that this world is no real foundation, there's something worse than no physical or no intellectual foundation. And you know this as a human being, and it's on slide 5. Worst of all, there's no emotional foundation.
所以世界其实没有一个实质的一个根基，也都是没有一个知识上的根基，更加的是没有一个这个感情上的根基。
And sadly to say, this life will take away everything you love.
意思就是说这个爱所有的生命最后的都会是被挪开。
Some of you know that firsthand.
有些人会第一手去感受到。
Everything that means anything to you will be taken away.
所有爱所拥有的东西，爱所希望的东西，最后的都会是会离开我们。
You can't keep your family together. You can't keep any groups of friends together.
我们身边的就算我们的亲人我们的朋友不会说永远跟我们一起。
Because this world will scatter them.
因为这个世界是就是这样，就是说人会是去散开。
Because we're sinners. We get angry at each other. People leave.
因为我们是人，我们有罪，人会是互相的去嬲怒对方。
Some move away because of a job situation.
因为有时可能说因为工作上的问题，人会是去离开别的地方。
Some will just wander off in their own fanciful world.
有些人会就咁冇原因嘅就去第二个地方。
And of course, we all have to face the veil of death.
而最终嘅，我每人都要去面对，就话我有人系最终会有死亡。
And so we're just like the psalmist. We all cry out for a refuge.
所以就话我哋人就好似诗人入边当中话，我哋需要去寻找，去呼喊一个庇护所。
Because we don't want to just be a wave upon the sand, right?
我们不想是好像一个漂流的沙一样。
You and I just don't want to be a puff of smoke.
我们不想好像一个云烟一样。
We want something that lasts.
我们想人是拥有一个是永恒的。
Or to put it in the words of the psalmist, we want a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们就好像诗人所说的，我们需要找一个帝国。一个王国是永恒不致动摇。
So you can deny it all you want. You can kind of fill your day timer with things that will allow you not to think about it. But inevitably, there'll be a downtime, and you'll think about it.
我们可能呢好，我们人很忙，我们呢还很多东西去充满我们的时间，不去想这些东西。但是当你去停下来的时候，你就会想到，其实真是这个世界上没有一样能够真是给到你永恒。
Because we're made that way. We want something that we could stand on. That's firm. A firm foundation.
我们需要去寻找一个根基是真的很稳固。
That's what we want. We want a love that we can't lose.
我们想找一个爱，那个爱是不会变。
And that's the reason why all human beings who actually think about it realize there's nothing in this world. Nothing. Nothing in this world that has a foundation.
所以就说当我们看的时候，我们没有一个世界，没有一样根基是真的不会变。
I want you to put your cell phone down one afternoon. Just put it down. Put it away. Turn it off.
让我们去想想自己，我们去摆下自己。
And I want you to think. Just take some time to think.
我希望大家能够去用一时间去谂下自己嘅生命。
And you also then realize that we need a refuge, just like David, that cannot be shaken.
所以我哋希望你大家能够系安静嘅去谂清楚，就系话我哋都好似大卫一样，去需要一个嘅根基，我需要去大卫咁样去寻找呢个嘅庇护所。
And so the million-dollar question is how can we get that refuge that cannot be shaken? How can we find that real security? As you'll see on slide 6.
所以就话我哋点样，如果我哋真系想去揾嘅时候，我哋点样能够先去寻求到呢一个嘅真正嘅不致动摇嘅根基，呢个庇护所咧？
Well, I think the psalm is rather a obvious practical psalm.
啊，呢个诗篇系好实际话俾我哋知。
Because David tells us three important things that are going to have. That we're going to have to do if we're going to have a refuge that can't be shaken.
So, in the Psalm, it's very clear that there are three things we need to do to look for this foundation.
And the three things are embedded in the text. You'll see it for yourself. In fact, that's my job. My job is to show you that this is in God's Word, and let the Holy Spirit teach you.
就话牧师就系个工作，就系将呢个圣经去教导我哋啊，究竟圣经里面同我所讲嘅咩说话，而圣灵就让我哋去明白。
The first is in verse 4. If you're going to become unshakable people, what do you need to do? The first thing's in verse 4. You first have to see what you're running to now.
第一样嘢就话我需要点样去揾，第一样嘢我点样去能够寻找到呢一个嘅稳固根基咧？第一样要做就话我哋系追求去乜嘢咧
？See what it says in verse 4? Those who run after what? Other gods.
啊，有啲人咧就会去追喺第四节讲到话。有些人是去追求其他的神。
Did you notice the psalmist didn't say those who believe in other gods? He says those who run after other gods.
圣经里面讲到当时的人呢，不单止说是，他说是离开他的生命去这些的神。他不是，他说那些人会是走去那些神道。
Well, what does that mean for us?
这个意思对我们是什么意思呢？
Well, in order to understand what's for us today, you have to go back to the psalmist's day first. To understand.
当我们去了解的时候，我们需要看圣经里面所讲的说话。
Back in David's day, in ancient times, people believed in a set of divine beings, right?
在旧约的时候，人是相信有很多满天的神。
And maybe some traditional cultures today believe in these things too. There's a god of war, there's a god of beauty, there's a god of fertility.
很多人是相信很多不同种的神，有一个战争的神，有一个比你有美丽的神。啲有生育嘅神，或者一个嘅俾你有财宝嘅神。
There's a god for everything, a whole slew of gods, right? There's a god for wealth, there's a god for athletics, there's a god for wine and parties.
有啲有神咧，就话有啲系俾你有健康嘅，有啲神咧系俾到你有运动嘅，有啲神咧系俾到你可以有酒嘅。
And so back in David's day, there were all these different gods that people worshipped.
所以咧，有好多嘅神人咧，就去想去寻找神嘅，就去敬拜。
Now in this day and age, especially in America, in the Western world, we don't believe those entities exist.
在现今这个西方世界，我都不是很相信这些这么多的神。
But we still run after them, after those things that they represent.
所以我们不相信有这么多的神，但是人也都是去追求这些东西。
And did you know that phrase run, or that it's actually a phrase in the original, the word run means to run after means to pant, like a deer pants after the water when thirsty. Pants.
就讲到话，唔单止人咧系离开去揾嗰啲嘢，而系人话佢真系走去好渴慕去追求嗰啲佢想要嘅嘢。
So you and I are human beings. We have to live for something.
我哋系赞同，我哋每个人系需要去寻找一啲嘅嘢。
And right now, you've chosen something to live for.
我们自己去追求，我们去选择找些东西，我们自己去追求。
And maybe subconsciously or consciously, you're saying, if I had that or those things, then my life would be worthwhile. Then my life would be fulfilled.
我们会潜意识的就告诉自己，就是说，若然我是找到这些东西，我抓紧到这些东西，我的生命就充满着快乐。
And so you're going to have to make a choice, consciously, semi-consciously, whatever, that will be your functional means to living.
So we have 自己会有潜意识的或非潜意识的，我们会去追求一些东西去帮助我们的生命的工作。
And you might not want to call it this, but those are those divine things that you're after.
那些是我们所渴望追求的。
There's Just examine your life. That's what we're living for.
因为我们所为了那些事而去活.
And it's going to function exactly the way those things functioned in the ancient days.
而现在我们所追求的和以前旧的时间都是差不多.
You see, the ancients believed that wealth, fertility, beauty, power actually had divine somethings behind them.
旧约的时间，人去追求一啲嘢，追求古人去追求一啲嘅财宝，一啲嘅譬如生育或者靓或者系权力，能够系有背后嘅佢哋呢啲嘢系有一个嘅特别嘅神嘅能力。
And we might not believe there are divine things behind them, but we function as if those things are crucial.
但现今嘅世界同一样，虽然我哋唔系相信话呢啲系神。 但其实我们都是追求同一样东西，去追求这个财宝，追求生育，去追求美丽，追求权力。
If I only reached this income level, if I only had this job, if I only had these relationships or this family, this prestigious diploma, then my life is good.
我们可能会追求说，我有这份工作，我有这个文凭，我有这个美丽，那我呢，人生就会成功。
So you're running after them. You're not only running after them, you're panting after them like a deer, thirsting for water. You're panting after them.
我们不单止，我们生命不是说只是去想去离开，就是去找到这些东西。不单止是去找，我们去追求，我们渴慕这些东西。
Let me paint that picture. Your tongue is hanging out, pursuing after them.
我们好像动物一样，条脷都伸出来，想追求这些东西。
And you're not just doing those things, you're running after them. That's the meaning of your life.
这就是我们的生命就好像这样，我们去追求我们所拥有的东西。
As you'll see on slide 8, did you notice what David said in the latter part of verse 4?
我看看第四节的后半部。
It's really startling. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more.
但是第四节后半部的话，若然人你去追求别的神的时候，他会怎样最后？
You scratch your head. Why is that? Because you know, I know some friends of mine or neighbors who are pursuing everything. They don't believe in God, and they're doing pretty well.
但我睇话唔系啊，我有啲朋友都系追求其他嘅嘢啫，但系佢生命过得几好啊。
Well, again, the answer is obvious. As time goes on, as you know, if you're older, you will be shaken.
就话。 虽然现在看起来好像很好，但那些人可能最后的生命，他们所追求的东西，他们最后生命都是会倒塌。
And the reason is obvious, is because even if you are part of the minority crowd who actually gets the things you're running after, they start to slip away from you.
就说人去追求那些东西，但最后都会在他的手中流走。
Nothing in this world is firm. Or has a foundation.
这个世界没有一样东西是有真实的根基。
Because time marches on and things slip away.
因为时间的吹落，就是说所有的东西都会在我们的手中流走。
I know you will be shattered and shaken if you're running after them.
所以说，如果我们生命是靠着那些东西的时候，而最终的我们生命就说会是倒塌，我们生命就会有动摇。
And so David and the psalmist is telling you that's an important thing to recognize. What your heart is panting, running after.
所以大卫讲清楚讲说话，我哋要睇我哋嘅心，究竟我哋嘅心系去追求一啲咩嘢嘅。
As you'll see on slide 9, here's the second thing that you need to recognize if you want to have a refuge that can't be shaken.
而第一样嘢，我哋需要去明白，我哋点样先能够去追求到一个嘅不致动摇嘅根基咧？
If you want to say like the psalmist, my eyes are on him always. He's at my right hand. That's verse 8. Here's what you have to do. It's very deliberate. It's in verse 2.
就讲就话，我哋需要我哋嘅眼系注目喺边度。
You see it up there? I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing.
喺第二节讲就话，我的心啊，我曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
See, literally in Hebrew, verse 2 is saying, beyond you, God, there's no good.
在希伯来那时候他说除了你以外是没有一个好的。
And he actually repeats that in verse 5.
而在当中在第五节都同样他这样说。
He says there, Lord, you are my portion, that is my wealth, you are my cup.
耶和华, 你是我的产业,
cup means experience, joy.
份意当中的话是我的快乐,或者是我们的经验,
now, as you read verses 2 and 5, did David already believe in God?
当我看的时候,大卫所说的话的时候,大卫不是已经相信了神了吗?
Of course, as he wrote the psalm, he is a believer. He believed in God.
是,但是当他写这篇诗篇的时候,他已经是相信神的人。
And that's the importance of it.
这个就是我更加需要明白。
Because we're not just talking about believing in God.
我们所说的不单是说我们只是头脑上的相信。
As I've said earlier, you have to run after him. You have to pant after him.
意思就是说我们只是整个人的生命,不单是头脑上的相信。 而是我们人要是真的去追求神。
That's what the psalmist is talking about. You have to say, God, you're my meaning in life. You're the highest good. You're my joy.
我们需要的就是说,不单只是去相信,但我真的要讲到,我们要做到,就是说我们要追求神。 神,你是我的生命的意思,你是我最高的好处,你是我的快乐。
You see, we human beings are very easily deceived.
我们很容易的是被骗。
You can be extraordinarily religious and have never done this panting at all.
我们可能会是很头脑上很宗教性的,我们去做一些东西。
You can religiously go to church. You can believe in God. You can say your prayers. You can give to the poor.
我们会是很表面上的,我们会相信神的,我们会回教会,我们会给一些东西给穷人。
You can very, you'd be very meticulous in your doctrines.
我们会熟悉一些圣经的说话。
You could be very, very busy in religious activities.
我们都会说很忙的去帮助教会的工作。
But the test is how do you respond when life around you and in you is falling apart?
里面讲了就说,当我们生命有倒塌,遇到有遭害的时候,我们当时会怎么面对呢?
How do you respond when you or a loved one is sick?
当我们生命当中有人,是我们生命当中我们所疾病的人有疾病或者死亡的时候, 我们又懂得怎么面对呢?
How do you respond when your finances have lost because of an economic downturn?
我们说,我们相信, 但是当我们在我们经济上有问题的时候, 我们会怎么面对呢?
How do you respond when your family is at odds with one another?
在我们生命当中, 我们的家庭当中有互相的纠纷, 我们怎么面对呢?
Do you get furious at God?
我们会不会懂得怎么面对呢?
God, all that I've done for you, why are you letting this happen to me?
我们会不会反而是这样跟神讲, 我为你所做的一切神, 为什么你会在这些事上发生在我身上?
Obvious, that's not panting and running after God, that's walking away from him.
既然你是这样跟神去呼喊的时候, 当然你不是追求神, 你反而是埋怨神。
And when that happens, then that shows you that you've done things for God, but you're not running and panting after him.
原来你是埋怨神的时候,是你是为神而去做,但是你不是真的真心的去追求神。
And what God through David, the psalmist is saying, change that around, change it.
所以说我们人需要有改变。
Because that's the only way you're going to become unshakable. The only way.
所以若然你是真正有人有改变的时候,这个方法才能够得到一个不致动摇的根基。
You must run after, pant as the deer pants after water, because he's thirsty, pant after God.
所以作为基督徒的,我们要如鹿渴望溪水一样,我们才能够去渴慕神,我们才能够追求到神。
You've been doing these things for God, but you're running after other things.
只是可能是头脑上的去说相信神,但其实我们心目当中,我们追求其他的东西去帮助我们。
So David pleads with you, if you want an unshakable foundation, run after him.
所以大卫就跟我们这样说,我们需要去明白,我们才能够去找到这个真正不致动摇的根基。
In other words, you have to say, the Lord's my joy, no matter what, he's my joy.
所以我们要怎么去跟自己说呢?就说,我们知道就说,无论在发生什么事的当中,神都是我们第一位。
God, you're my meaning in life. You're my self-worth, nothing else. You're my all in all.
就话神系你系至高，你系我所拥有。
You're my hope, my treasure.
就话你系我最高，你系我所至终拥有。
That's the only way you'll be unshakable.
原来先系咁真心相信嘅时候，你先有一个真正不自动摇嘅根基。
Again, the reason is obvious because that's the one love you cannot lose. He will always be with you.
因为呢个神嘅爱先系一个真正唔会你唔会有失去嘅爱。
That's the only thing that won't be taken from you.
一样嘢系你永远唔会系从任何手中人哋可以攞走。
Just think about the refugee in Ukraine. Think about them. They got nothing. Everything has been destroyed.
谂下，而家当中喺而家喺乌克兰嘅呢个嘅人，佢哋去避难，佢手中一无所有。
But if they're a believer, no one, not even the Russians, can take the love of God from you.
但系若然你真心相信神嘅时候，冇一个人，就算系苏联嘅人嘅兵队，都唔系能够攞走你对神嘅爱。
Even death can't take that. It can't take the love of God from you.
就算死亡都唔能够将你对神嘅爱去攞走。
When you pass that veil, the doctrine of resurrection says it's better. It's better to be with the Lord.
所以就话圣经教导我哋就话，神嘅爱系比其他嘢计最好。
Because you get God's presence, you get God's love, you get the new heavens and new earth, the resurrected body, which is perfected.
就话你单得到神嘅爱，得到神俾你嘅一个复活。
Imagine that. No more knee pain.No more hip pain, no more headache, no more strained relationships, no more worry, anxiety.
就话呢个新天新地当中系再冇有一个痛苦，冇一个嘅死亡。
You only get God's love and God's presence.
就话你所最后拥有嘅就系话会同神一齐。
Well, you know, in some way, what we've said thus far about.You know, about all this is other religions can offer that to you too, right?
我所讲嘅说话，其实喺其他嘅宗教都可能会有讲到。
Buddhism, for example, is actually quite good at saying that the reason why you're so shaken is that you're running after other things. Buddhists say that pretty clear, pretty well.
佛教都有讲到，佛经都讲到话，我点解我哋人心有动摇咧？就系话我哋追求呢啲嘅嘢。
Right, you know that better than I probably. Buddhist says if you're that concerned about career or how you look and what size dress you're in, if those things really bother you, those are passing away. That's what the Buddha says.
但是佛经他讲解就说、人是追求这些的、所拥有的东西，去追求这些的金钱，追求这些的物业、但是佛经教就说这些东西所有东西都是虚空的。
Because Buddhist teaching is their illusions, right?、
佛经教我们这些所有东西人所拥有的东西全部都是虚空。
So if they're illusions, don't run after them.
我所以话呢啲嘢系虚空嘅，你唔好去追求。
Islam has a personal God. Did you know that?
而伊斯兰嘅宗教就系一个讲好个人嘅宗教。
You have to make him the most important thing in your life, according to Islam.
喺伊斯兰嘅宗教讲话，要摆喺呢个伊斯兰嘅神系第一位。
So other religions can say, make God the most important thing.
其他宗教都有讲到就话咧，我哋需要摆神系最重要、最重要嘅。
And other religions can say, don't run after other things.
就讲到话，唔好去追求其他嘅嘢。
But only Christianity can give you what David is saying God offers you.
但只有圣经、基督教大卫所讲嘅说话，只有基督教先能够去俾到。
He offers something way beyond just that.
就话圣经基督教去俾到嘅嘢，唯有系基督教所讲到嘅。
And it's found in verses 9 to 11, the highlight of the psalm.
就话喺第九至十一节讲到。
And here at the end, he says something we have to reflect on. You have to reflect on this for a moment or two.
就话佢讲到第九至十一节嘅，就我哋需要去明白去咀嚼。
Because it was rather remarkable when David wrote this.
因为咧系当时大卫佢喺个痛苦当中所讲嘅。
And especially for the fact that.When the first people read these psalms and sang the psalms, they must have been in shock when they came to verses 9 to 11.
因为当时去睇呢个嘅诗篇嘅时候，觉得系真系能够得益。
Once again, it says there 9 through 11. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
在第9-11节讲就话，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉体也要安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂别在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你手中有永远的乐福。
The reason why David's first readers, who were ancient Jews, were shocked is because this is pretty remarkable for the mindset of an ancient Jew.
当这个古时的犹太人去看的时候，他们很惊讶。
You see, in redemptive history, in the Old Testament back then, the Jews had some ideas of the afterlife.
犹太人当时呢就不是都有一些概念死亡是怎样最后。
But didn't have really a strong understanding of what's going on.
但是不是完全明白究竟人死后的生命是怎样。
In other words, it wasn't really all that developed.
不是真的完全明白。
But here, David's saying something remarkable. It really boils down to this.
但是大卫在这里很清楚讲到人死后会怎样。
You know what David's basically saying there? He's saying, the love and friendship I have with God is so strong, I can't believe that even death won't strip it from me.
大卫所讲的说话就话，就算是死亡的当中的时候，他对神的爱和对神的关系，没有能够去将他们挪开。
You know, if you love someone and something comes between you and them, what do you do?
当我们譬如说我们有一个关系，我们很喜欢一个人，或者有一样东西我们很喜欢的。
If you have the power to make it right or get rid of what is between you, you get rid of it, right?
我们很喜欢这件事的，但是有些东西会阻挡我们的，我们会尽量的方法去赶走那些东
西。David is saying, God loves me. I have a friendship with him that I just don't believe God. God is not going to let me die. That's not going to, he's going to, if I die, I still will have him.
因为神的大能大力，每一样嘢能够系将佢对人对神嘅爱去攞走。
We see that by that word presence in verse 11.
喺第十一节讲到话神呢个嘅大能大力。
He says, "You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand."
佢讲到就话当中话在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的乐福。
You know what?Is that Hebrew word presence? You know what can be also be translated, and it's something we touched on recently. Face.
入边当中讲到，其实都讲到好似话，当中嘅喜乐，我睇到呢个嘅面。
David is literally saying in verse 11, God, in your face is joy upon joys.
里边讲就话，大卫讲就话，当我睇到神嘅时候，就睇到一个面，面系充满咗一个喜乐。
Continues, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
个喜乐就话喺你右手中有永远嘅喜乐。
I'm gonna see God, says David. He's excited about it, face to face.
大卫就好充满咗一个喜乐，就话我会终有一日我会见到神面对面。
And David, who wrote this, certainly knew that Moses asked, show me your glory, God, show me your glory, give me the ultimate experience. God says, no, Moses, you'll die.
就好像想起就说，当时摩西都想去见到神，摩西就说，神啊，求你去给我见到你，但神怎么说呢？说我不可以，因为你见到我份面的时候，会令到你死。
David obviously knows that. He knows the Old Testament. He knows what Moses...What that experience of Moses, right? But David says, "I'm going to see God's face and live."
但系就系大卫讲就话，我会当年大卫相熟旧约摩西所讲嘅说话，但系仍然嘅大卫都会系明白就话，我最终嘅我希望就能够见到神面对面。
It's very significant. I hope you don't miss it. He talks about pleasure, eternal pleasures, infinite pleasure and joy. Infinite, he says.
就话最终嘅有一个嘅无限嘅一个嘅喜乐。
You know, we know a little bit about it now. We participate a little bit in God's joy, Because he put joy in this creation.
就话点解我哋能够去感受呢个喜乐咧？因为神去创造呢个世界当中，已经将呢个喜乐摆喺呢个创造入边。
Right? Just think of your favorite dish. We taste, we hear, we see. We see all of that, right?
喺神嘅创造嘅当中，我见到呢个世界嘅美好，我见到我去见到好好嘅食物，我食到，我品尝到。
Why do you value things that are beautiful?
点解我哋去去追求或者我哋点解去欣赏呢啲嘅靓嘅嘢咧
？Why do you gravitate to certain sounds that you love to hear？
点解我哋会欣赏一啲嘅好美丽嘅音歌谱咧
？Well, I have the answer for you, and nobody puts it better than C.S. Lewis in his book The Weight of Glory。
啊，咁其实 C.S. Lewis 咧，佢都系讲到。
There it is on slide 11. The energies which God's creative rapture implanted in matter when he made the worlds are what we now call physical pleasures. But even thus filtered, they are too much for our present management.
如果就话神当中嘅创造系俾我哋能够去系美好嘅，系俾我哋能够实际中去睇到嘅。
And after some things I left out, he says also, you can see that last line, what would it be to taste at the fountainhead, that stream of which even these lower reaches prove so intoxicating?
意思即系第一话就话，神创造呢个美好嘅世界，我哋已经品，我哋已经系品尝到去当中，当中所有嘅美好嘅嘢，已经系感受到啦。
In other words, those pleasures that you have, like eating your favorite dish.Are just far off hints of what's ahead.
就话我哋现今能够去品尝到一个好嘅嘢，系只系一个系将来最好嘅嘢嘅一小部分嘅啫。
Those pleasures you enjoy now point to the ultimate pleasure you'll find with God.
就话我哋而家现今去感受到啲所有嘅好嘅嘢，只系咗我哋将来神俾我嘅更加美好嘅嘢。
The most beautiful sight.You know, maybe you like mountains or lakes, right? The most incredible sounds, whatever genre of music you like. The most wonderful physical pleasure you've ever had can't compare to seeing God.
所以就话，就算我所听到依家好好嘅声音，我哋去睇到依个好好嘅世界，依个山水，只系比起将来更加最好嘅嘢，只系一个一小撮嘅好处。
But those tastes of pleasure you get now point.To the ultimate pleasure.
但我哋现今我所品尝到好嘅嘢，系直接系指住将来更加最好嘅嘢。
That's why David said at his right hand, our pleasures forevermore. That's what I'm going to have.
所以大卫所讲就话，我去大卫去追求着就系话喺最后嘅喺右手当中嘅永远嘅快乐，喺神嘅当中。
Pastor Thomas recently expounded from 1 John. 1 John, the author of John.Tells us too, and on slide 12, 1 John 3, 2 to 3, it says this, Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure.
亦都系过去嘅阿牧师都讲到当中，都系一个约翰一书嘅三章二至三节就讲到话：，我话亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显现，但我们知道主若显现，我们必然像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，就像洁净一样。
See, John is.And the Psalms talk about the end of time.
呢个诗篇讲嘅就话，人嘅最终嘅时间。
But what they're saying is to even know that's going to happen, that blessed hope is going to affect you now.
就话我哋将来睇我哋将来我哋人最终我哋嘅时候，我明白嘅时候，我哋要睇而家。
And in the context of Psalm 16, you know how it's going to help you? It will make you unshakable.
就话我哋明白将来点样嘅时候，我哋先至能够去懂得点样去追求， 我哋现今我所要追求嘅呢个不致动摇嘅根基。
You know, commentators have kind of scratched their heads and trying to figure out verse 10 of our psalm, what David is actually saying.
咁呢个嘅解经人咧都会讲到就话，究竟其实第十节大卫所讲到咩说话咧？
Again, I'll read the phrase of verse 10 that they're confused with. My body will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay.
第十节讲到话，因为你必不将我的灵魂别在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Many of the commentators say it sounds like he's going to be resurrected.
好多解经的人讲到话俾我哋知，就话我哋嘅身体最终最后嘅系会系复活。
David is saying my body is going to be resurrected。
但系讲到就话我哋身体会系复活。
You know, I'm not just going to have a kind of afterlife as a disembodied spirit。
我哋最后嘅身体，我哋唔会话只系复活，我哋只一个灵魂咁样，但系冇身体。
My body is going to be resurrected so that I can really experience these pleasures。
佢讲就话人最后嘅会人嘅身体其实个灵魂都会复活。
And Peter gives credence to that too in the New Testament as he preaches at Pentecost in Acts。
亦都系大卫，都系彼得喺个新约嘅圣经都有讲到。
And David didn't quite know that, but he was pointing to a greater David, right?
但其实大卫所讲嘅说话，其实佢系指喻着最终一个更加。
And why is he pointing to a greater David? Because someone else was more faithful, in fact, perfectly faithful.
大卫所讲嘅最后嘅有一个人会系更加嘅系有信心。
David was faithful, but he's flawed, right? Sometimes he dropped the ball.
大卫系有信心，但系佢都有失败嘅时间。
But Jesus doesn't. He doesn't drop the ball. He's completely faithful.
但耶稣基督唔同，耶稣基督就系佢完全嘅信个真信。
And in the grave, God did not abandon Jesus to the grave. He did not. Remarkably, God never let Jesus' body see decay. Never.
就话神天父佢冇最后系将耶稣嘅身体有变有朽坏。
But he rose him from the dead.
点解就话见到就话，因为佢耶稣基督身体佢被复活。
And now Jesus.Is at the right hand of God the Father.
而耶稣基督就系喺个神天父嘅右边。
Even right now, interceding for you.
就算而家呢个时间，佢都喺嗰度。
And that guarantees that you who believe in him will rise too.
就话我相信佢嘅人都系一样，我哋会被复活。
You know, maybe you know someone, or maybe today you're kind of doubting that, and you know you don't really believe that Jesus was physically raised from the dead.
你可能未依一刻唔好相信耶稣基督佢嘅身体复活。
But I think you have to acknowledge, even if you have your doubts,
你可能会系怀疑
that if it was true, wouldn't it be great?
若然系真实嘅时间，耶稣基督系真系复活嘅，系咪真系好好咧
？What if you knew that Jesus rose from the dead? That was historically factual. What if you knew that for certain?
如果真系耶稣基督佢身体复活，依然系真实嘅时候，你真能够相信嘅时候，系咪即系更加好咧
？What would happen if you believed that this future that he's describing is yours？
若然我哋真系能够系去相信呢个嘅所讲嘅将来，系咪更加好咧
？It would change you completely. It would change the way you deal with things.
若然呢个所讲嘅说话系真实嘅时候，圣经所讲嘅说话真实嘅。你咪更加会好觉得而家懂得点样去过你嘅生命咧
？It would change the way on how you act when things slip away from you。
我哋当我哋生命当中有一嘢系唔系我哋所预计到嘅，我哋先会懂得我哋点样去面对我哋嘅将来。
Don't you want that? Don't you want the unshakableness of knowing God？
所以话你唔系想应该想得到呢个不致动摇嘅根基咩
？Then look carefully.Look prayerfully at the accounts in the Gospel of the Resurrection. What happened?
So we 要好小心去睇。
You know, if you do your homework, you really don't have to look too far. If you do your homework, you'll know that Jesus existed. Even the most atheistic scholar will tell you Jesus walked this earth.
就算你不是真的相信主的人，有些人是无神论者的，但他们都是明白，他们都是知道耶稣基督是来过这个世界上。
So my challenge to you this Easter Sunday is this. If you are skeptical, what was the alternative? What happened? If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, where's the body? What happened?
所以说原则是说耶稣基督没有在这个世界上的。
Why is the tomb empty?
就说为什么这个坟墓是空的呢?
I hope you do your homework because you'll see there's no other reasonable alternative.
就说为什么这个坟墓是空的呢？为什么会这样发生呢？如果你真的去明白，真的去研究，去看的时候，是没有其他的理由去解释到。
Because Jesus was historically risen from the dead.
因为事实上他是死而复活。
And if you believe that, God will change you and make you unshakable.
所以说，如果你是真心相信的时候，神会改变你的心。 令到你得到这个不自动摇的根基。
And so I plead with you today, don't delay, consider, trust in him, give your life to him.
所以我希望你大家能够不要再妥慢，求你去相信主耶稣基督。
And if you're a believer, I hope God renews your heart this morning.
若然你是相信主，你已经。 希望今天早上神去重找重拾你的信心。
And I hope you're overjoyed of the blessed hope in Christ.
就是重拾你的信心，在神面当中得到这个喜乐。
And I hope that enables you to go and follow him.
就是帮助你能够更加的去追求神。
Because boy, look out there. What a mess out there. They need you. They need you.
就说这个世界上是充满着这个痛苦，充满着这个破坏。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主啊，感谢你给我们的话语。
Thank you for the blessed hope of the resurrection.
我感谢你给我们这个复活的救恩。
And may that blessed hope be ever so real to us today.
而今天早上令到我们明白这个复活的救恩是真实。
Yes, there's much troubles within and around us.
是我们生命的当中或者周围都充满着这个麻烦。
May our faith and trust be in you so that we become unshakable Christians.
让我们充满着信心，让我们能够懂得怎样去过这个能够一个不自动摇的生命。
We ask that for Jesus' sake. Amen.
我这样祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Let us all rise and respond to the message we've just heard.